Can the Brewers stay hot in Chi-Town? Good afternoon. I'm Doug Russell with sports. It's on to first place Chicago for the Brewers, who continue to play good baseball despite the obstacles in front of them, namely, as has been talked about openly by manager Pat Murphy, a slashed payroll and injuries that would cripple a lot of clubs. One thing that Milwaukee has going for itself, the ability to see in some players what other teams don't. Take, for example, pitcher Quinn Priester. Despite being a number 18 overall draft pick in 2019, he was slated for the minors before the Brewers plucked him off the Red Sox for a couple of prospects. He's now 5-2 with a 3.46 ERA. He doesn't buy into the whole woe is Milwaukee thing.
No excuses type of mentality. If I come in the third inning or the fourth inning, make the pitch, just because it's the third inning or fourth inning, there's no excuse to not make that pitch. And having that mindset, I think, has alleviated all of the, this feels different and that is not something, I'm typically used to, because the expectation is the same.
Game time from Wrigley tonight is set for just after 7. Chad Patrick will pitch against Ben Brown. The Brewers trail the Cubs by 5.5 games in the division. To the NBA Finals, it doesn't look good for Oshkosh's Tyrese Haliburton after last night's Game 5 Thunder win over Halliburton's Pacers, 120-109 the final score. Haliburton re-aggravated a leg injury in the first quarter, but he wasn't thinking about coming out.
I mean, it's the NBA Finals. It's the Finals, man. I've worked my whole life to be here, and I want to be out there to compete, help my teammates any way I can. It's not really a thought of mine to not play here. If I can, walk, then I want to play. So they understand that and is what it is. And, got to be ready to go for Game 6.
Haliburton was a shell of his normal self on Monday night, scoring just 4 points all from the free throw line. Game 6 is Thursday night back in Indy. The Pacers need a win just to stay alive. Hockey tonight, Game 6 of the Stanley Cup Final. Florida looking to repeat. They're up 3-2 on the Oilers. The puck drops tonight at 7. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.